how we met.
That's our story.
It was almost like we were meant to meet that night.
It was like kind of the classic, when you're not looking, it shows up sort of thing.
I caught the feels.
But I look back at that and I'm like, how did my parents not be like, what the heck?
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here today and every week, and I hope you are ready for another brand new episode of The Story of Us, the podcast where I get to sit down with a new guest every week and hear all about how they met their partner. Because let's be honest, we all love a good love story. My name is Jasmine, and on this episode, we get to hear from someone who deals with love every single day in her job as a wedding planner. Here's a little intro.
My name's Amy. I'm 28 years old from Sydney, and this is my story.
We met at a rooftop bar. I have a very clear memory of locking eyes with him across the room as soon as I walked in. It was like something out of a movie. Only problem was, I had a boyfriend at the time. However, we ended up chatting the whole night completely innocently. We were friends for a few months until my boyfriend and I broke up and we could finally admit we had feelings for each other. We've been together 5 years now and got married last year. I cannot wait for you to hear this one. But before we do, a little reminder that if you have a juicy love story, send it in at storyofusthepodcast@gmail.com or via Instagram DM at storyofusthepodcast, and you may find yourself featured on the show. One last thing. If you're loving the show, please don't forget to give it a rating anywhere you get your podcasts. Now let's get into the show. Amy, welcome to The Story of Us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So first thing that I want to ask is, tell me something interesting about yourself, Amy.
My kind of go-to fun fact that people don't really guess about me is that I'm a pole dancer.
Amazing.
Not professionally, but I do classes and performances with my class and stuff, which is something that people are always kind of surprised when they hear.
That is so fun. My sister actually just got into it a couple months ago and she loves it. She says it's been the best thing for her core strength as well.
Yeah, honestly, you get so strong from doing it. I love it. It's good fun.
How cool. And how long have you been doing pole dancing for?
I started like ages ago. I took a bit of a break during COVID, but all up probably about 6 years.
You must be so strong.
I don't know about that. I'm definitely stronger than before I started, at least. Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. That's a great fun fact. So what three words would you best use to describe love?
So I would describe love as trusting, fun, and easy.
And you're a wedding planner, I believe, right? So do those come from experience? Is that, you know, something that you kind of get in your day job when you see all these couples?
Yeah, I do love it. I guess kind of similar to you, I guess. You get to hear lots of love stories. It's the same thing. I get to hear lots of really cool love stories from my couples and stuff. But I've always been a big, massive, sappy, hopeless romantic type person. So that's why I have easy in there as one of my words. Like I'm just a big lover. I love hard for sure.
Yeah. And when it goes with the flow and it works, it's just the best thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Beautiful. And that leads me brilliantly into my next question, which is, what was your attitude towards love and dating before meeting your partner? I'm also curious, you know, how come you decided to become a wedding planner? And, you know, you say love is something that you've always been really interested in.
Yeah. So before I met my partner, I was kind of I'd had my one like serious relationship, I guess. I'd never really been much of a casual dater. I was always kind of relationship focused, always kind of wanting to find love, I guess. But I was in this weird place where I didn't know if it actually existed. Like, you know, I've always loved the rom-coms and all the big love stories. And I was a little bit like, is that just for Hollywood? Does that not actually exist in real life?
Yeah, I'm the same.
Because like the kind of love I had at that point, or the relationships I was in at that point, like it was good, but it was not like this mind-blowing level of love, which so I was like, okay, Hollywood's just like, you know, exaggerating. So I think I was at that point where I was kind of questioning if like this true love really existed. But then, yeah, you had the question about wedding planning. I've always done events. So I've always been in event management, started out doing like corporate events and that kind of thing. But then when I actually started planning my own wedding, I just was like, I really love this. It's a good use of my, you know, kind of event skills, but then also combining this, like, you know, sappy romantic side of me as well. So it kind of just made perfect sense to put those two together.
Yeah, that must be such a fun job. Stressful, I can imagine, but must be so gratifying as well.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, it has its stressful moments, but so worth it when you see, like, it all come together and the couple just having the best day. And yeah, I love it.
So I can imagine now, you know, you're married and you have this incredible love story. So I'm hoping that you now realize that this love is real and that it does exist. So yay, we got there. I'm totally the same as you. I was always such a sappy little hopeless romantic. And I was like, is this real? And then it all of a sudden just becomes real when you meet that person. Yeah. So I want to hear how it all happened. Tell me the story of how you guys met.
Yeah, so we met kind of in a classic rom-com kind of way, I guess, in that it was a rooftop bar for like a mutual friend's birthday, or not really a mutual friend because I'd actually never met the person whose birthday it was, but I'd just been like dragged along by my housemate. So yeah, we walked into the pub, I walked up onto the rooftop, and I have this like really clear memory of as soon as I walked onto the rooftop, I just saw Matt, my now husband, like saw him across the room, locked eyes with him immediately. Like he kind of stood out from everyone else, I guess. So that was like my little rom-com moment that I did get where it was just like straight away. I was like, oh, I like that person. I want to talk to that person.
What was it? Was it an energy? Was it like how he looked physically? Can you just not describe it? It was just something.
I don't know. I mean, I did think he was a babe from the start. So a little bit of the physical attraction, I guess. But never I think hurts. It also, yeah, I don't know how these things happen. I don't know if it's an energy or whatever causes it. But yeah, I just was drawn to him, I guess. But not quite the perfect rom-com situation because I did have a boyfriend at the time. I was not looking to meet anyone.
That's the com part of the rom-com.
Exactly. That's the part that we can laugh about. I was in a long distance relationship actually. So my boyfriend obviously wasn't with me that night. He was in another state. I wasn't looking to meet anyone, but just straight away I was like, I like the look of that person. I'm going to like want to get to know him.
Did he have that same initial attraction? You know, what happened after you kind of locked eyes? Did you chat? Did you flirt a little bit? How was it? And that would have been a complicated dynamic, I guess, to navigate with you having a partner.
Yeah. Well, he had also like just very freshly, I think literally the week before, he'd broken up with someone. So he was kind of there that night in the mindset of like, I don't want to talk to girls. I'm not looking like he was a bit of a Debbie Downer. I think he wasn't in the best mood. but we did end up chatting. We kind of, you know, gravitated towards each other. I was there with some girlfriends, he was there with some guy friends, and so that night we all just kind of hung out together. We became like this big group, and like one of my friends was flirting with one of his friends, and so we all kind of just spent the night for the rest of that party just chatting and dancing and whatever. But then Matt left relatively early because he wasn't in the best headspace, I guess. I chatted to his friends. Like at that point, it was kind of, we were just a group of mates, I guess.
Yeah. That's also like a green flag. Getting to meet someone's friends when you meet them as well is like,
yeah,
all right, this is okay. If they're good friends anyway.
Totally. I guess it's a good initial test.
Definitely. Okay. So you met on this rooftop. Things didn't really quite kick off initially with him having just broken up, you having a partner. So I guess what happened after that? How did things sort of progress?
Yeah, so we all, like I said, our friendship groups kind of merged that night. And so we all became this like one big group of friends who hung out all the time. We lived not too far away from each other. So we'd be at things all the time. And then it was about 6 months later where I just happened to break up with my boyfriend, didn't work out for its own reasons. And I didn't know that this whole 6 months that we'd been friends, Matt had actually had a crush on me, because he'd played it very cool. You know, he knew that I had a partner. He didn't want to cross that line or do anything inappropriate. So I never knew that he had a crush on me. But apparently this whole time he was secretly crushing. So then when I broke up with my boyfriend, he was like, it's go time. Now I can make my move.
And I do remember you telling me something about like when he found out he ran to where you were, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I was at the opera bar with some girlfriends. Like shortly after my breakup, my friends were like, let's just go out for drinks. And one of my friends texted him and was like, hey, like a group of us, we're at opera bar. Do you want to come? And like, by the way, if you haven't heard, Amy's broken up with her boyfriend. And so Matt was in the city as well, but he was at Central Station, which is like the opposite end of the city. But he was like, yeah, this is my window. So him and his mate like ran from Central Station to Opera Bar, which is about 3.5 kilometers. I know because my celebrant looked that up and used it in our wedding ceremony.
that story. Hectic.
Yeah. So he ran 3.5 kilometers. And then when he rocked up, he was all sweaty and like puffing and trying to act cool. Like, oh, I didn't know you guys were going to be here.
Classic.
So that was like a little bit suspicious, I guess. But yeah, we had drinks that night and kind of started flirting after that, I guess.
Would you consider that your first date, or was that like its own thing entirely?
No, I don't consider that my first date, because at the time, obviously, I didn't know he'd run there. I didn't know he'd dropped everything. I didn't know he had this crush. But then he eventually asked me out. Like, we were flirty for a little while after that night, and then he asked me out, and our first actual date was just dinner in a pub. But even that, because we'd been friends for so long, I was like, are we just catching up as friends? Like, I don't know if this is a friend thing, or like, I have been kind of sensing the flirty vibes lately, so maybe he means this as a date. Like, I wasn't 100% sure. And it was only when he kissed me at the end of the night that I was like, okay, this is definitely a date. Like,
I'm 100% sure now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're on the same page.
So when was this?
2017. Yeah, we met in January 2017, and then our first date, this pub dinner, was in June that year.
Wow. And so obviously a couple of years have gone by now. Talk me through how this beautiful rom-com relationship has evolved over time.
Yeah. So basically from that first date, we were just head first into dating, spending a lot of time with each other. We lived not far away from each other, so we caught up all the time. And then it was probably only a couple of weeks in that I had this moment of like, oh, like this is what everyone's been talking about. Like, this is that crazy love. Like, it actually does exist, you know. So I got that nice realization, which was good.
And a couple weeks in as well. That's like very, very soon.
Yeah, really soon. I guess because we'd been friends for 6 months. We knew each other already really well. But just as soon as we started dating, it was so great straight away. Like, everything just fell into place. And yeah, I had that real light bulb moment of like this is what everyone's talking about. This is what it is.
Yeah, that's crazy that you guys met on a rooftop bar as well. Like, timing-wise, if he had still, you know, been in that relationship as well, you know, how could things have transpired? It's so
exactly
sliding doors. You just don't know.
If that party had been a week earlier, he would have still been with his girlfriend. If my roommate hadn't dragged me along at the last minute, then I wouldn't have even been at that party. Like, all these things. Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes you wonder, like, what would your life look like right now?
Totally.
So on that note, I want to know, obviously your relationship has blossomed and evolved, and, you know, you've got this incredible love. I want to know what you love most about Matt.
Lots of things, but probably my favorite thing about our relationship is just our communication. That was like right from the start, that was one thing that I'd like never experienced before, that we just communicate with each other so easily, so openly. We have this rule that we learned from my sister-in-law, which is go hard, go early. So it's like, if something's bothering you, you just say it straight away, that you don't sit on it for 2 weeks and then you know, so that you get even madder about it. You just we just blurt things out, but in a really good, really healthy way. So that's my favorite thing, that just how well we can communicate with each other.
Go hard and go early. That's good. I like that.
So like, don't sit on it. Yeah. Like, don't sit on it and stew over something, and like, say it directly.
Just, it does nothing for anyone. Like, I really realize that you just need to get it out.
Exactly right.
So this is my favorite part, because I obviously have to flip it on its head, and I need to know, what do you maybe not love as much?
This is a reflection of me as well. I am a massive neat freak.
Me too.
I, I know this, I accept this about myself. And Matt is not, and he likes to leave his clothes on the floor. He likes to leave things out over on the kitchen bench, that kind of stuff. So that's probably my like our most common little bickering thing is like,
yeah,
like me being like, can you not leave your clothes on the floor? We actually just changed recently. We just swapped sides of the bed so that now his side of the bed is like the far side in the room so that I can't see all the stuff that's on the floor on his side.
I learned from another guest that I had, she called it a floordrobe, which I thought was really funny.
yeah he definitely has a floordrobe, but now it's hidden on the other side of the bed so I can't see it, so I don't bigger about it as
you
much.
Don't care. Yeah. Oh god. Yeah. I'm the same, like I'm such a neat freak, like to the point of OCD where like everything is in its place.
Yeah.
And then like he'll come over, dump his bags on the floor, and like my eye just starts like twitching and I'm like I just
yeah that's me 100%.
I guess I want to know what the next thing I really want to know is, what is your favorite thing to do together as a couple?
We like to go to the theater. I think this is something that I introduced him to. I don't know how much he did it before me, but like musicals and live performances, comedy nights, that kind of thing, like our favorite thing to do for a date night. For sure.
So nice that Sydney is like coming alive again and we can do all of these things.
Yeah, exactly. We've been to lots of good shows lately. Just loving it. And also like my latest thing would be, he rides a motorbike. He has for like as long as I've known him, but I've never been brave enough to get on the back of it until recently, like literally a couple of weeks ago. I got on the back of it and now I'm like falling in love with that as well. So now it's like going for rides on the motorbike. Yeah.
That's fun. I was going to ask you, is there anything like he's introduced you to that you now love? And there's my answer.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I beat you to that question. yeah. Motorbike. I'm just still learning, still a little bit nervous on the back of it, but it is really fun. Yeah.
Do you reckon you'd ever get your own?
No, I don't think so. I think that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. You'll just take the joyrides on the back.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I can just enjoy the views. I don't have to worry about not crashing.
True. I like your thinking. All right. So we are flying through this. I guess the last question I have for you really is, based on all of your experiences that you've had so far, I think you can offer a really unique perspective as well, because you deal with love on a daily basis in your job. But what would you say is the best piece of dating advice that you've ever received or that you have to give, or both if you have both?
Well, the go hard, go early one, which I've already shared with you. That's one I share with couples sometimes. But I think my best advice I've ever been given was actually from my stepmom, who said that like relationships and love should be easy, because, you know, life is hard enough. Life is stressful and you have all these other things going on, but your relationship shouldn't be one of those things. Like, you know, life is hard enough, but your relationship should be the thing that's easy. So that's why I chose it as one of my describing words as well, because I think that's just so true. And that was a big sign for me when I met Matt, that like how easy everything was just from the start. I was like, yeah, this is right.
That is beautiful advice. I've got like goosebumps as well on my arms right now. I love that. It's so simple, but it's so true. I feel like there's so many crazy things in this world right now, always. Yeah. And just to be able to like come home and have that little respite that from everything is completely what she describes. So I love that piece of advice. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
What's the best love story that you've had so far in your wedding planning career?
Oh gosh. That's a good question, because I do love to ask my couples like how, not that it's relevant to their wedding, but I'm always interested, like, how did you guys meet? How did you get together?
Yeah.
I had one recently which was like a bit of a cross-country love story, where the groom was from Perth and the bride was from Sydney. And he was in Sydney just for like a weekend, I think it was, like a really short time, and met her and just basically never went back. Wow. So that was like, you know, struggled with the distance, but they didn't even really do distance. He just was like, yep, like this is where I'm gonna be now.
Oh my God.
Made this like massive sacrifice. And then when the bride was telling me this story, she was like, you know, when we go home to Perth to visit his family for Christmas or whatever, and I can see that he's happier over there, and like he lights up when we're over there. So now she's the one being like, I think we need to move to Perth so that you can be in your happy place, because
Whoa.
You did it for me. So it's like this weird, like, where are they going to live? But they both want to be where the other person wants to be, which I just think is so sweet.
That's so sweet. That's like compromise beyond anything I've ever had.
Yeah. They're an awesome couple.
That's pretty much everything I've got for you, Amy. So I just want to say the biggest thank you for coming on The Story of Us. It has been so fun getting to know you and getting to hear the story of you and Matt.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been really fun. I always selfishly, love telling the story.
Yeah, well, now you can just...
It is one of my favorites.
Give people the link and be like, just listen.
Yeah, here's one I prepared earlier. Just listen to this.
Yes, exactly.
And there you go, everyone. That is the beautiful story of Amy and Matt. I feel like this is a really good reminder that you actually can meet decent people at bars these days. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Story of Us. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to give it a rating anywhere you get your podcasts. And if you have an amazing story or you know someone who does, don't forget to send me a message on Instagram at Story of Us Podcast or email storyofusthepodcast@gmail.com. Happy loving, happy dating, and see you next week. Bye.